Let's quickly get an update from Duduzelo Nene, who is watching closely that story. Duduzelo, good afternoon. Good to have you with us on 702 Drive. So we heard quite late last night the mayor of the city of Cape Town coming out strongly saying, well, they've briefed him again yesterday, and he looked at that briefing and found that those allegations and the investigations are strong enough for him to actually terminate the employ of Malusi Boy. What's the latest?
Excuse me. Good afternoon, Paul. As you just mentioned, the mayor did send out a statement last night saying that Malusi Boy is removed or he's suspended with immediate effect as he's removed with immediate effect as the mayoral committee member for human settlement following those allegations of corruption and fraud. And then later yesterday, late last night, the DA provincial executive called an urgent meeting over these allegations and everything that has been happening around Malusi Boy. And this afternoon or early today, we spoke to the provincial leader of the DA, Tertius Simmers, who says the decision there at the meeting was that Malusi Boy should be suspended from all party political activities until everything is sorted out. So they've given him 24 hours to respond why the party should not take that action against him. We're still waiting to hear what Malusi Boy will say about that. We've tried numerous times to call his phone, but his phone has been off since the suspension or the raid happened at his office last week.
So that essentially would mean he would even lose his position as the councillor in the city.
That is one thing, one question that I asked to Tertius Simmers. He said, look, as things stand, he will remain the councillor of the DA in the city of Cape Town, but he won't be able to participate in any caucus discussions. He won't be able to campaign for the party in any shape or form. His situation will be the same situation as Nora Gross. I'm not sure if we'll be following the story of Nora Gross. She's also one of the DA councillors in the city of Cape Town who's facing fraud and corruption charges. In fact, his case, her case is in court right now. But she still remains a councillor in the city council of Cape Town. So Tertius Simmers saying that their situation will be the same. They won't be able to participate in any committee discussions or anything, but they will remain councillors in the city council.
As far as the Hawks are concerned, have they made any moves? There was some reporting that would have suggested that there would be an arrest soon, particularly directed at the MMC.
There hasn't been any indication from the Hawks because they say the investigation is still ongoing. They're keeping mum on those movements. So we'll probably hear when they make a move. But for now, nothing has been communicated to us. We've tried to find information to that regard, but we haven't been able to get anything concrete from the Hawks on that front.
Duduzelo, I appreciate your reporting this afternoon. Duduzelo Nene, EWN reporter, looking at that story for us. What do you make of how the Democratic Alliance has responded to the question of the investigation on its MMC, right? When we speak of consequence management and when we speak of accountability, is this the kind of picture for you that comes to mind in how quickly political parties should act, the speed at which they should act, and I suppose how far-reaching that sanction goes as far as he still remains a councillor but will not be participating in political activity, and of course he loses the title of MMC. ANC. Does that, for you, spell enough accountability, I suppose, especially in with regards to this matter, since investigations are still ongoing and no guilt has actually been put on anyone at this point? 011-883-0702, 072-702-1702. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. 18 after 3 now.